in order to dominate your local market and be your industry's go-to resource, you have to be ubiquitous and you have to act selflessly. You have to be everywhere and serve your entire ecosystem, not just your prospective clients. This is the mistake that most second-tier B, C players make. They only care about the end client and they don't serve all of the constituents. A players, top performers, serve everyone, even people who will never do business with them. So here are the people you have to serve if you want to dominate your local market. Number one, your prospective clients, the people who write you checks. Number two, the power partners, the business associations and groups that serve your industry niche. Number three, the gate openers, the people who refer business to you. And number four, the influencers, the micro celebrities, the illuminaries in your arena who serve your niche. So how do you elegantly and selflessly get in front of and serve each of these groups? Of course, we recommend becoming the media. In our case, we operate Business Radio X studios that serve the business communities in the towns where we are. Now, you don't have to join our tribe. You can create your own media platform to serve your community in your own way. It can be a TV show, a magazine, a blog, a podcast, a video series. But no matter which medium you choose, the most important thing you have to do is to support and celebrate the work of the people who matter the most to you. When you start sharing the stories of all of the constituents in your niche industry, in a very short period of time, you will become, as Seth Godin often explains, the linchpin, the person who really will be missed if you were to leave. So how do you start a media property? Well, the good news is you don't have to ask anyone for permission. Choose yourself. You can just begin. Start interviewing the movers and shakers in your niche. But don't forget about the little guys. Interview them too. Cast a wide net. Interview the association leadership and the woman who wrote the book. Partner up with blogs and podcasts that serve your niche. Together, you will be stronger than if you try to go it alone. And when you're interviewing people, make sure you use active listening and give your guests the space to tell their whole story with little or no interruptions. People need, want, they love to be heard. And you want to be known as the safe place where those stories are shared. You're not an investigative reporter looking to embarrass or humiliate your guests. Let other people fill that space. Because remember, you're doing this to serve your ecosystem and dominate your local market. It's not your role to be a troublemaker. And now that you have some interviews under your belt, start sharing them. Tag all the people who should care about this content. And do these interviews on a schedule. Keep to the schedule. If you're doing these Monday at 10 o'clock, then do it every Monday at 10 a.m. If people can't trust that you're going to do your show on time, how can they trust that you'll be able to deliver your work on time? When you start doing your show regularly and have interviewed lots of key players in your space, some really cool things start to happen. People start seeing you everywhere in real life and online. And when that happens, people want to sponsor your show. They're open to conversations about doing business with your firm. You'll soon find out that you're no longer chasing opportunities. These opportunities are coming to you. You'll start getting asked to moderate panels, speak at events, cover events. All of a sudden, you'll find that you're getting the VIP treatment at industry events. But the bottom line here is, and this is what is so important, you're no longer positioned as, you're no longer seen as a vendor in your space. You're seen as a strategic resource and as the media, and being the media definitely has its benefits.